Okay, so we're on Daf Samachta tonight. So again, just to review the basic idea, we've discussed about Iska. Iska is when you're entering into a sort of a joint venture with somebody. So instead of being a loan, it's a joint venture. If you remember, we said that the Iska is arranged that half the money is halva. What do you want to say, Michael? Okay, so half the money is a loan, half the money is a loan, and half the money is a pikadon. So the loan, you have to give back regardless. That's money dollar for dollar. And the other half, which is the pikadon, so there you agree to the lender financier agrees to share in the losses and the gains, share losses and the gains. And we said yesterday that even when you have this ISCA arrangement, it's not enough that you're sharing with it. In other words, if I'm the lender financier, so the guy's working his tail off for me, but what does he get out of it? So I mean, he gets his own profit, but what about the profit work that he's doing for me? So I have to pay him in addition to the amount I have to pay him. We discussed yesterday about the amount that has to be paid. So today's talk, we discuss other, protocols or other frameworks for payment for the person who missed the arrangement. And welcome back to you again, Michael. Nice to have you. Okay, so we're on Samach Ted Aleph, around 10 lines down. You have it, page 137, around 10 lines down. So this is where we get up to
I
yesterday.
just want to say, call Marvin if you're short tonight, okay?
I thought you said he couldn't make it.
We have, I'll work the beginning of the meeting if I have to myself.
All right. Anyway, I'm a Rav. So Rav says, let's say the lender financiers that we're talking about, it's really great, but we discussed it, right? Another way, instead of giving him a salary, I could say whatever this arrangement earns over a third will be yours clear and free. In other words, so the way Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, the person, let's say, anticipates will be like a third profit. Let's say the $100 is the investment. He anticipates that after everything to be 133. So I say, so the 33 we're going to split. That's halfway you or halfway me. But whatever is over 133, that's yours, free and clear. So that's another way, according to the way Rob is saying, that then he has his salary worked into it. We'll see in a minute. So the verse says, "Amar avotur shparcha reis mutar." Ushmulamar umasam motar shlish yilech beitorikan. So Shmuel says that's fine, but what if they don't need, what if it doesn't earn
Much.
what if it doesn't earn so well? It was so the guy's working for nothing. So this is Elamar Shmuel dinar. So Shmuel says that, and again, that he has to do it in the alternative. In other words, if it earns more than a shlish, that'll be your salary. But at the end of the day, you'll get at least a dinar. That's the way Shmuel is saying. So I'm guaranteeing at least a dinar. So the Saba Rab and Kotzel dinar, I mean, Rab holds that we're not going to do this dinar deal. You just leave it with the shlish. But Ha'amar Rab, Reish Eglah Zakatuma. Rab said that if I'm giving an animal to somebody to fatten up, but again, same way with this Iska arrangement, so I mean, give him the head of the animal. In other words, he fattened up the animal, and the animal obviously is going to Shechita, so, and the animal's worth more now, but I could just, his salary could be the head of the animal. So my love, the Amalei Motar Shlish B'Sparcha, is it not that Rav was speaking even a situation where he had said that Motar Shlish, that you're going to get everything above a third, but he seems to be saying that under certain circumstances you get Reish Eglah, in which case he'd be saying this Shmuel. So the words low, the Kamarle, he Motar Shlish, he Reish Eglah, the Fatuma. So the way the Torah Chaim was quoted in both the Artwell and the Sifta, Torah Chaim was saying that according to Rav, it's in the alternative. In other words, the lender financier says to the worker who's taking care of the animal, at my discretion, I will give you either the excess of a shlish or the head of the animal. That's what he's saying. In other words, there are two alternatives. So, in other words, both, not that it's earning less than a third, but if it learns more than a third, at my discretion, I'll give you either the excess over the third, or I'll give you the head of the animal. Whereas Shmuel was saying, you get the excess over the third. If it doesn't make excess over the third, then you get the head of the animal. So it's not such a big difference between both of them. But Ebayt Emor, or else I could say, Tikamara Shlish that world is a different hesber. When Rav says that over a third is for your salary is permissible, don't did lay the hamel of the day. Indeed, Rav meant that's it. In other words, you only get a third. That's it. But Rav was speaking about a narrow case where the person who's doing the work with the animal has his own animal to take care of. So, in other words, I'm taking care of my sheep and I'm taking care of your sheep, let's say. The Amri Inshi, because people say, Gabi Latura, Gabi Latura. It's like, you know, feed one ox, feed two oxen. In other words, like, you know, as long as you're doing it, it's not such a big tirka, do for another animal. So then under those circumstances, he could say just over a third. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything? Wait, before, let me stop. You know, I should have mentioned that, first of all, the DAF this week is sponsored by Aziz Basileli for Refuah Shleima Moshe Ben Asnat, and Ben Stern wanted to sponsor DAF Yomi on the occasion of the yahrzeit of his father, Daniel Ben Binyamin. So the night of Mariv on 29th, I think it would have been last night, but he sponsored a DAF, whether it's last night or this night, but that's the idea for Ben Stern, the yahrzeit of his father, Daniel Ben Binyamin. It's a corner of the bracha. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far? Everybody good? Okay, welcome, Seth.
So everyone agrees that one third is not enough. You got to give him something else.
Well, we said that, no. Remember, we said according to Rav, that if, according to one who came to the Gemara, if the person was taking care of another animal, then the third was okay. Yeah. And then also we had another Hezber was that according to Rav, it's either a third or the head of the animal, like that. Okay. The idea is that usually you have to give the person something extra, you know. Okay, so we're around 20 lines down on some of Tenem and Aleph. Why don't you put the safer on the table, make yourself comfortable. Okay, so the Gemara says, Rav Lazar mehagronia zavin behema. So Rav Lazar mehagronia, he purchased an animal. The Yayiv Leila Rise, he gave it to his sharecropper to take care of. He says, b'fatem lei, Yayiv Leila Rise ba'agre. He says, so he gave him the head as like his salary. The Ayi Palka Rabka, he gave half the income. So in other words, he entered into an ISK arrangement with a sharecropper. So the ISK arrangement is that, you know, half yours, half mine, then the other half, I'm going to split the income or the profits. And he gave him also the head of the animal. So he took care of him. Everything was kosher with that. So he says, back on the Gemara, he says, Amr Leit Bihu, then the sharecropper's wife says to the sharecropper, "Imishtatafat bahadei gave lachnami alita." Had you, you know, as you're busy being a worker, when are you going to get above this level? If you be a principal, he'd give you also the fatty tail of the animal. So you got to get cracking. You know, you got to put effort into this world and make more money. So what are you being like an Ari as the sharecropper with this whole shtick? Why don't you get involved with being a principal? So Azal Zavin Bade. So he, the sharecropper, he invested together with his employer. He says, Paliblay Melita. And then the next time came out, I assume it's like a sheep. The sheep is the one with the fatty tail. So now he raised the animal, and now they're splitting everything. Now instead of giving him fatty tail, he split the fatty tail with the other fellow, and those are both partners. So he was expecting the whole fatty tail. You know, now he moved up a notch. So Amarlay, he says, then, let me see, Aleph, he says, Amarlay Reb Lazar, Hanifal Gidresha. Then Reb Lazar, who was like the employer, you know, previous financier, but his partner now, he says, so Amarlay Reb Lazar, Hanifal Gidresha. Now let's split the head. Previously he gave him the whole head. He says, now let's split the fatty tail, and let's split the head. So Amarlay, Hashto Kimikara, Namilo, so you're not even giving me what I had before. Before I had a whole head, I mean, I don't even have a whole head. What's going on with this? I'm a partner now. And so he says, Amarle, Ada Inna, Zuzi Dihavu. Up until now, that was my money. Everything was my money. He says, had I not given you a little bit more, it would have looked like ribbis. And I was doing all the work and I'm getting back more. He says, Hashta, Shutfeyana, now we're partners. How are you doing, partner? He says, my kamra taratit fe porta. So he said, well, I worked a little bit more. So Amri Inshi, people say, Stamarisa, Lamariava, Lamariara, Kamashabi Navshe, Latui Lireya. In other words, people say, like, a sharecropper, he works for his employer, like the owner of the land, you know, to find pasture for the animals. It means you do a little extra. You know, you're working for somebody, you do a little extra. So now you're partners with me. So yeah, you did a little extra work. You're right. You did more of the work than I did. But we're partners. That's the end of the day, and I'm not paying you a salary, and you're a little extra work, you know. To exactly right. Okay, who's your questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far?
What is anybody supposed to do with a head?
Okay, one second. Michael's making a comment. Go ahead.
You see how deep the psychology of I'm a learning more. How we understand the worker's mentality,
right. The boss's mentality. Okay. Michael was just saying it's interesting the psychology that the Gemara. has insights into the employer's mentality and the employee's mentality, or hear the partner's different perspectives. What do you want from me, Ruth? What do you got?
Am I missing something? What is he supposed to do with the head of an animal? What
is he supposed to do with the head?
Get it.
You ever heard of brain?
Yeah. All right, Michael's going to. You ever been in a restaurant where they offer you brain, Ruth?
Tongue?
Cheek?
Yeah. I tell you the truth, I was bothered with that myself. I was speaking to Rabbi Leibowitz today about that. You know, he was saying, Rabbi Leibowitz was saying that for Rosh Hashanah, I don't know, some butcher that gives him a head of an animal. But he says, I insist that he put it in a bag, whatever place bag, and he puts it on the table. They don't eat it, but they have it on the table on Rosh Hashanah. But they have, which, oh, you mean Chanel Rosh Hashanah. But the thing is, you have one of the Matnot Kahuna. It's like Zro Lachayayim Bekeva, the right foreleg, and the jaw. In other words, the jaw is one of the gifts that a Kohen gets from everybody. But in our common way of dealing with it. Everything. All right. Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
It comes to land, landowners used to give it to people, and then used to share the crops. Is it the same laws?
Wait. We're going to have about a rhesus. In this Masechta, it'll come up. But sharecropping is like, I'm the owner of the land, but I want you to work the land. So I have you work the land either for a quarter, a third, or half the crops. He is an Aris here, but he's working it. But he again,
I can't get him clean apart.
In other words,
he's a worker.
Yeah, wait. Okay. No. But they changed the arrangement. In other words, now he's a partner with him. Now he joined with the previous employer, and they bought the animal. So what's the question?
Now we're talking about animals. In my case, we're talking about land that we have crops.
Yeah, you are.
Same rules?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same idea. In other words, with crops or animals, the same idea. In other words, if I'm fronting money to you, it has to be the way we just said it. Okay, all right. But again, if you're a sharecropper with me, I don't have to do anything. That's the deal. In other words, I own the land. Salary. That's your salary. That's a straight salary. That's not what we've been talking about. We're talking about what the person's working and making a profit and getting part of the profit. That's a different arrangement. Okay. So let's get back in tomorrow. Okay. Now, okay, we're around 10 lines above where it gets wide on some of 10 Amanal. Everybody with me? Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, Hashem Behem Lechabe. Hashem means you will praise. It means when you're praising the animal, it means you're entering into an ISK arrangement. And I'm appraising it because we have to figure out, are we making a profit, making a loss, what's doing? So, please, everybody needs to mute themselves. Let me help you. Okay. So now I enter into this ISK arrangement with, I don't know what the person takes care of the animals, what do you call him? How long is the minimum term that he's obligated to take care of these animals? So Simchas Omer, Ba'atinot, Shmonasar Chodesh. So Simchas says, if not tone, a female donkey, 18 months. In other words, till the animal gets to be 18 months old. The Godrot, and we'll hear more about Godrot and Baba Batra, the Godrot means like the sheep or the goats, they're normally fenced in. That's where Gidrot tone. Esrim Yarba Chodesh, 24 months. And if, let's say, within that period of time, the worker says, I'm out of here. I give me whatever money I got. I'm done with this thing. So the employer financier can say, no, the deal is, for our minimum term. So the way Rashi understands it, that the work for the second year is more, it's much more work taking care of the animal the second year of life than the first year of life. And the Gemara will explain in a minute. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara interjects, and I'll wave corrects on the side. Maya v'al d'kam, what do you mean, but? Ella, the Gemara revises it, or wave shan said, fisha eno do tiplash shazu, tiplash na acheret. In other words, the hard work comes the second year. And now you want to pull out, I don't think you're pulling out.
That's hard, you can't pull out.
Right. In other words, the minimum is like, let's say 2 years or 18 months, but the hard work comes at the end of the term, not the beginning of the term. Now, the other shot that Rashi has is the hard work is at the beginning of the term and not the end of the term, and in which case it might be the employer that wants to pull out because the employee's got easier work now, so maybe the employer wants to pull out of the deal. But the Rashi says the language doesn't make sense, doesn't fit in with that, because here it says, you can't compare like the work of this year to the work of the previous year. He says, so it sounds like, in other words, that's the way. Well, let me see the Rashi on this one second.
But shouldn't it be one of the terms of the arrangement?
Yeah. Yeah. So what Rashi says in the first wide line downstairs, opposing the second version where it's part of the first year. He says that he's obligated to take care of the animal. In other words, even though somebody wants to pull out, he's obligated to take care of the animal. That sounds like it's the employee that wants to pull out, the guy who's taking care of the animal wants to pull out of the deal. Okay, now, let me just do a few more lines and I'll pause.
Wait
a few minutes and I'll pause. Give me another 8 lines, I'll pause, okay? So, Tuchinas Vavar gets white. So, Tani Idach, we learned different price. Hashem Behim Lechaveiro, if a person appraises an animal, it means he's entering into an ISK arrangement. The animal's worth X number of dollars, and half is loan, half is investment, and we'll split the profits and losses. Hashem Behim Lechaveiro, Admatachayab Lechapel Bavlado. So, how long, let's say that he's taking care of a young animal. I give you, here's the young sheep to take care of. They're just born. Go take care of them. How long? Bedaka shloshim yom. Here it says that it's name a daka, which is like a young sheep, will go 30 days. Ubegasa chamishim yom. If it's like a cow, that would be 50 days. And Rashi points out that, one second. Yeah, so the third wide line of Rashi, daka shloshim ubegasa chamishim, they're spread like the people before. Shall we still top it both? So the Gemara is going to explain. We didn't have the Bechorah yet. Did we do Bechorah in the cycle yet? No. Anyway, so Masechet Bechorah explains that the Bechorah belongs to the Kohen. So the person's going to give the animal to the Kohen, but he doesn't, it's born, here's where it is. In other words, he should wait at least a period of time. In other words, the Israel has to take care of the animal a little bit. So the period of time that he has to take care of the animal, even though it's going to the Kohen eventually, is 30 days for Behemoth Doctor, 50 for Behemoth Gassa. So that's the same share here. Rabbi Yossi, second last down the line. Rabbi Yossi Omer, the doctor Shloshah Chodashim. Rabbi says no. Hey, with doctor, you got to take care of it 3 months. But they Shetipulam Ruba. There's a lot of work, so you got to take care of a lot of work. So my Tipulam Ruba. What does it mean? There's a lot of work. This is where I'm projecting. They Shishina Dakot. It's got small teeth, so you have to take care of it. Nikan VeElach No Tal Mechsa Shlom B'Chatzi Mechsa B'Shal Taveiro. So from that point forward, in other words, the worker can cash out. In other words, let's say the charge is take care of these very young sheep. So he has to do it the minimum period of time, whatever it was, let's say.
30 days or 30 months.
So you're right. Right. 30 days and 3 months. But at the end of that period, you can say, okay, I'm out. I want my money, whatever. That's it. I'm done with this deal. So, but at that point in time, he says, no, tell mech shlo, v'chasi mech shel kabero. One who gave him the animals, is leaving him with the animals going on. So then we view it as like money being reinvested. In other words, now we're dividing the value. Now I'm entitled to mechza. Half me and half the property. Half is mine, half is yours. And half yours is now reinvested. But now I'm entitled to half of mine. That's mine. That's mine. That's in the bank and it's earning money. But now your half, so now that's like a new investment. And now going forward, I'm entitled to half of that. So he says here,
75%.
Right. So he says, the tel mechsa shlo v'chasi mechsa b'shal chaveiro. Rav Menashe, Rav Menashe bar Gada, shakal mechsa shlo v'chasi mechsa b'shal chaveiro. So Rav Menashe bar Gada did that. He, I guess, was taking care of some animals. He took, half, and they continued on. And took another quarter. So the person who was the financier, investor, had tainas against him, and he came before Abaye. So
tainas.
In other words, the other person who gave him the animals. In other words, what is this? How did you divide it up? How did you get 3/4? What's going on? So Amar Lei, Abaye says to Rav Menashe Bar Gada, Man Paliglach, who is the one who made the appraisal to figure out. Let's see Rashi on this, on the bottom line. How did you figure out what the value was, what the whole cheshbon was? He says, in addition to which, in our locality, the minhag is that the person who takes care of the animals does it more than either 30 days or 3 months. He does it till it gets older. He says, Tanan, and we've learned in Mishnah 1, on the days which will come later tonight, we netter, the minhag l'makom is that people take care of the animals longer, and it's a longer term. Okay, so let me just pause for 1 second. Let's just digest. The basic idea we've been speaking about, we're just talking about the Yiska arrangement. But within the Yiska arrangement, we said that the person, the one who's doing all the work, so in addition to getting half the profits, whatever the arrangement they work out between them, he's entitled to some sort of salary. And we went through, you know, yesterday we spoke about different salary, about typically, according to a different opinion, you're dipping the bread and the sear, or you're getting full salary, you know, it could be merchandise, things like that. So today we've been talking about animals and different arrangements of the animals. So here, so we spoke about now the small animal. So after the period of time, he wants to check out, and we spoke about what the arrangement would be. Okay, well, who's got questions? Come, so let's go in. Question. One minute, we've got questions here, we'll get to you. Don't worry.
In the end of the mission we had yesterday, you give different requirements, how long you're supposed to keep the animal.
Wait. Which
mission? Right. And we said that the babies were high maintenance.
Okay, one thing. Yeah. So let's take a look.
End of the mission.
Yeah. So he says. But that was. That was where when we said the mechza, that was a different mechza. That was one second. What is it? Yeah. So here, look at Rashi, 5 lines to the bottom. In the Rashi, 5 lines to the bottom, it says Ktanim below Shuma, and I was hearing that appraise them. Shemiyamutu lo yishalim klum. So in this case, if they die, there's no liability in this part. In other words, we're talking about an ISK arrangement. So ISK arrangement, I owe you a certain amount regardless, half I owe you, right. And half is a profit situation.
Right.
Here, that's not the same thing. The business is talking about a case, the animals die, I'm off the hook. He says,
who are you?
I'm the guy who's taking care of the animals. He says, but if they live, we'll divide up the profits. That's the way. So this is a much riskier arrangement for the person who's, you know, giving the animal. In other words, it's nothing is alone in this situation. In other words, they die. He's working for him, but he's going to get half the profits. So then the Tana Mishnah says, in that case, it says, the Mechza Elin Kino Tainlo Scharmelo. I'm sorry, I read the wrong line. Let me go back. I'm good. So Agalimu Siachim the Mechza Elin Kino Tainlo Scharmelo Mizono. No, you're right. So Agalimu Siachim, that's the small calf. And a small cold. So Lamechsa, Ella in Kano Taylor's farm alone was on. So he's got to give him the wages for his toil and for the fodder. So what's the question?
End of the mission. End of the mission.
Yeah, so which is the end of the mission? Yeah, that's a different halacha. One second.
Different opinion or different halacha?
No. There was some ahead of an argument. So the normal period of time that we take care of the animals would be that period of time. Right.
Which one? This one? The mission?
Yeah, the mission is saying that's how long the person would normally take care of the animals.
What's the one we did right now?
Yeah. It sounds like in the Bryce that we just quoted, it sounds like it's just like baby care,
these are bigger animals, these are smaller animals.
Well, it sounds like a different term. In other words, one is just till they're beyond infancy, it sounds like. Minimum beyond infancy, and the other is like a longer term. That's what it sounds like. I don't know what to say. He says here in the article, he says here we're talking about animals that are born while he's raising other animals. In other words, the guy, the financier, the one who lent the money, gave him animals to take care of. And while it's in his care, the animals gave birth to other animals. That's what he says the second group is. So that I have to take care of. So yeah, I guess I got to, that wasn't that right. That wasn't part of our deal originally. So now I got to tell, I got to at least take care of them until they're out of diapers. Okay, what you got, Fern? Let's hear from you, Fern. Fern.
Well, I got on mute. All right. Yesterday, I thought we learned that at the youngest stages, the animals were highest maintenance. Number one.
The which were the high? Which were the highest maintenance? Scream.
That the younger animals were the higher maintenance.
You're so freezing up, Fern.
Can you see me? The younger animals were the higher maintenance. We learned
younger
yesterday.
Animals were higher. Younger animals were higher maintenance.
That's what we decided last night when we were learning. So I don't understand where this machloket is coming from. Number one and number two.
So in other words, she's saying like this. Rashi's pshat is that it's more work taking care of the animal the second year than the first year. The Rashi has two lashonot. So Fern is saying that yesterday we learned that younger animals were higher maintenance, is what she's saying. Where does it say yesterday it was higher maintenance for the first year?
I don't remember where, but it was either yesterday's daf or Shabbos's daf.
No, the way I remember, we had the Gemara that the younger ones you have to work at them, and then there was a question if the mother was along with it. Then
younger ones required more work.
Yeah, in other words, young animals are a lot of work, but I don't think that undercuts the idea that it might be a lot of work for year one, but it's even more work for year two. You know what I mean? In other words, like if I'm taking care of adult animals is one thing, but you know, in the kids, it's like, you know, like at the nursery here, it's much more work.
But year number two,
I don't think that undercuts necessarily saying the second year is more work. But okay, any other questions?
And the other question is. When you're setting the percentages for the sharecropper, why don't you set the term for you can get out at this point, you can't get out at this point? I would think if you're going to the trouble to stipulate terms, you stipulate terms.
Well, they could, but if they didn't stipulate, right, like Yosef was saying, like they weren't said about the minute of the place, might be they have to keep them longer. But if they didn't stipulate terms, there's a minimum term, which is assumed that they have to take care of them. That's all I could say. If they work everything out, it's good. Okay, we got to keep moving. We're on some terminology. Okay, let's take one. Now, line four. Okay, the fourth wide line on some terminology, 69A, fourth wide line. And that would trade Kutai. Now, they have two Kutim. Kutim are usually non-Jews. Here, the way that it means Jews here, in this case, people who are from Kuta, and Rabbi Leibowitz quoted Rabbi Yochanan, or I didn't see Rabbi Yochanan on the side, that he says that there were Jews from Kuta. But anyway, two Jews, David Iska Bahabe Dade. So they had, you know, a business arrangement between both of them. Yeah. So at the end of the term, so one of them divided up the assets without the other one's knowledge or consent. Let's say it's Reuben and Shimon. So Reuben divided up the assets at the end of the year. And Shimon, when he heard about this, was not too happy. So Amalei, so Papa said to him, "My Nachmanina, what do you care?" Hakim or Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, "He's like, come on, complete dumb." In other words, money is fungible. Dividing money, and if you don't question that he divided it fairly, I mean, if the amount is not in question, so he doesn't have to be with you when he does it. Lashana. So the next year, they decided to continue on their whole arrangement. Zabin Kamra Bahadid, they bought wine. So instead of the first year with some sort of business venture, and they ended up with profits and things like that. Next year, they decided, well, we had such a successful venture, we'll go into the wine business together. So Zabin Kamra Bahadid, they purchased wine together. Kam Ida. So this time, the way the Meiri says, right, this is the Sabbat, it's sort of quoted in the Basifta. So Shimon, who had been the one that was unhappy from the previous year, thought he's going to get back at Reuven for dividing without his knowledge. He says, this time, Shimon says, I'm dividing up the wine. This is it. We're done. He says, actually, come here, Rapapa. Now they come again to Rapapa, the same problem as before. Amalei, so Rapapa says to Shimon, Mam Palaglach, who told you you could divide the wine up this way? So Amalei, so Shimon says, I see that Rapapa, you're not too favorable to me. Last year you favored my Chaver, he divided it up. Now I divided it up, and you're after me. It's not working out well. So Amar Papa, turn page on the top line and on the base. Amar Papa, So in this case, where Papa says, I don't even normally have to explain my rulings, you know, but in this case where there's a whole taina, he's like questioning, you know, my I guess, impartiality, I have to explain the whole thing. Zuzay, Mishakil Tavi, Mishabi Tasre. When it comes to the money, do you allege, Shimon, that Reuven last year, you know, took the good coins and left you with the bad coins? Amalei lo. No, I'm not alleging that. So Amalei, Chamra, when it comes to wine, everybody knows that some wine is more fragrant than other wine. All wine isn't the same. So if he's dividing up the wine, in Akhenamini, you have to have your partner around because all wine is different quality. So that's the difference. Okay, now, on the fourth line, Gufa, Amar Rav Nachman, Zuzei Kaman Depliki Damu. So we quoted Rav Nachman, Rav Papa quoted Rav Nachman, that money is as if it's divided because money is fungible. But the Gemara qualifies that ruling. So the Gemara takes those two types of coins. Tabi b'tabi means a smaller coin, but the mint is acceptable. And it was the mint that's on the coin. Everybody sees this mint. Good, I'll take it. That's good money, but it doesn't weigh as much. And then takule b'takule are the heavier coins, but it may have some other mint on it. So he says, so again, the money is divided if it's the both, all the money is the same. In other words, you have tabe betabe. In other words, the smaller coin, but it's a good mint. Or it's a heavier coin, but not such a good mint, but they're all heavy coins. About tabe betakule lo, but if some of the coins are tabe and some are takule, then you have to figure out what's going on with the coins. All right, now, Rav Kama, Habamogar Zuze, the Pshita, let's see the box, Lioma. So, Rav Kama, this is a different twist. He wouldn't lend the money with interest. He would lease the money out for money. So in other words, he's got a bag of money. And, right. And he says, I'm not lending you this money. I'm leasing it to you. Right. The money for one day, whatever, you bring the money back. And the extra charge for the leasehold is, you know, one small coin. Okay, let us, why do you think that? That's why the Gemara is bringing it up. We're going to discuss it. So the Gemara says, Kalu Zuzei to Rav Kama. So Rav Kama lost all his money. Only lost all the money. So he says, so the Gemara figures that that's a punishment for lending money with interest. He says, Husavar Maishnami Mara. He, Rav Kama, thought, what's the difference between leasing out the money and leasing out by acts or whatever? He says, in other words, let's see a little rush on this. First of all, the eighth narrow line, Kalu Rav Kama, Yardu Latinyon, Yamin Lakaman, Shamalvin Beribit, Nesin, Motim. So the Gemara, this is going to be on Thursday's daf, you know, and again, you'll have Rabbi Dr. Barak Greenfield will be here Thursday night. And don't forget, Zoom people use Sunday link on Thursday. So the Gemara on Thursday says that, you know, if you lend money usuriously, so you lose the money. So he says, the next Rashi, Maishami Mara, Pusi Balaz, Hello Rashi, Lah Spiritically. So he says, just like I would lend out my axe and or not lend it out, I would lease out my axe and I charge for it. So I'm leasing out my money and charging for it. What's different? So the question is below here, two cases are not comparable. Mara Hadrupa Aina Idiapathe. The Mara I give you back the same item that I borrowed. And Rashi points out, let's see the Rashi 10th line, line Hadrupa Aina, O totally Hoserba Slobain, the Aino Halva at Slobadamim. He says, "V'ein achriyoto alav imnena so nishbar machmat malacha." In other words, the one who leases it out is not responsible if for some damage that happens to it. In other words, that's why he's paying for it. In other words, I'm paying to lease out your axe, and if some damage occurs to it, that's what I'm paying the money for. He says, "Milkach ain't schar ribbit." So the money I'm paying is not ribbit. In other words, you're right; it is the same. Give me an item, give me it back. So. But I'm paying because even though it suffers some damage, I'm not responsible. So that's what the money's for the damages. And the idea popped there. And then Rashi says, and then you see it depreciated somewhat. So it's not the same item I'm giving back, and I'm paying the money to cover me for damages. Back in the Gemara, Zuzei Lohadru Beinayu. The Zuzim, I'm not giving back the same Zuzim I borrowed. Like Gemara says, Bilba Lohotan, and I take money. Spend the money. I'm giving you other money. I'm giving back. He says, and then if you look at Rashi, therefore, he's responsible for it. So any money he pays, is ribbit. Apple got the marble shows skibber, even though he calls it leasing. Also, he says, in other words, that any wear and tear is not, you know, appreciable on the coins. So anyway, the bottom line is that arrangement does not work. Okay, let me just get to the Mishnah, then we'll pause, we'll take some more questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay? So I'm a Rabba. So Rabba says, Reuven can take the Shimon, his friend, I'm giving you Shimon for Zuzim, but Ozve Laplani Zuzay. I want you to lend money. You have a lot of money, Shimon. I know you're loaded. So, and my friend Levi needs some money. So I, Reuven, I'm going to give you 4 Zuzim. It's a token amount of my appreciation. And for which I want you to lend, you know, 1,000 Zuzim to Levi. So he says, Rabbi says, you're allowed
third
to.
Party paying interest.
Right. So, you're allowed to do that. He says, Lo Asra Torah, the Ribbit Abba Ami Loba Lamalba. The Torah only prohibits ribbit, which is coming from the borrower to the lender. Here, it's somebody who's neither a borrower nor a lender paying the money to the lender. But we'll see in a minute. But I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says, Charlie Linish the Mimer Little Cabre, a person, Reuven, can say to his friend Shimon, Shakilach Arba Zuze, take 4 Zuzim. But Amar Le Bemorle Le Ploni Le Ozvan Zuze, I want you, Shimon, to Levi to lend me money. So, in other words, I'm just like, flipping it around, and so I'm paying you to induce the lender to lend me money. So at the end of the day, I'm paying more money out of. I'm going to pay back the loan, and I'm paying this money back. My tama skarmira kashakil. It's just the money he's paying him. It's just the money paying him to speak. He had the Abba Mar Bereit the Rab Papa, like Abba Mar Bereit the Rab Papa, son of Rab Papa, Abba Shakil Ugna the Ki Rami Ki Roy. He accepted like these cakes of wax from these people who sold wax. But Amar Le Lavua, and he said to his father, Osvino Zuzay, why don't you lend these people money? So the wax people give him the wax for free. And then he says to his father, want you to lend them money. So in essence, so the wax people are paying back the money and they're paying out the wax. So on this side of the equation, you know, there's more going out that's coming in. He says, Amar Le Rabbanu Le Rav Papa. So the Tami said to Rav Papa, Achil Bari Damar, Ravita, your son is consuming ribbit because the wax is ribbit. They're paying back the loan and they're giving him the wax. So he says, Amar Lahu, he Rav Papa said to them, Bokia Ravita Nakel, that's permissible. Lo Ashrator Ribbit Abba Ami Loba the Malta. Hakaskar Mira Kashaka the Shark. He's just taking the payment to make a statement, you know, so that's permissible. Okay, let me just say a few words and then we'll pause and report. Okay, now. What? Well, we'll see. Let's see. So he says here, all right, now, right. So he goes through the Gemara. Now, the extent of Rabbah's leniency is a matter of dispute among the Rishonim. Everyone agrees that Rabbah does not permit a borrower to spend money to give the lender as compensation or as an incentive to extend him a loan. In other words, I can't give you money to give the lender money. In other words, I'm like giving extra money to the lender with a middleman. I can't do that. It's considered as though the borrower paid the lender himself. So that I definitely, in other words, I can't give set money.
I'm the lender.
Right. To give to Yosef to lend me money. It's true. There's a middleman there, but that's definitely not allowed. Yeah. Likewise, it's forbidden for the borrower to ask his friend to give the lender his own money. In other words, I can't say, Seth, do me a favor, give him money. He says, with a promise to reimburse him, and I'll pay you back whatever you extend. For in this case, too, the friend is considered as the borrower shliach, is considered as though the borrower paid the lender for his own loan. So, In other words, I'm the borrower, I'm pulling all the strings. So I'm the borrower, and I say to Seth, right, you know, give him the money and I'll make you whole. That's not allowed. Okay, now, the response asserts that anything short of the borrower explicitly commissioning his friend to give the money with a promise to reimburse him is permitted. So according to Ritva, if I don't get involved, I'm okay. Ritva permits a borrower seeking a loan to request a friend to encourage and pay a lender to grant the loan, provided the money used to obtain the loan was not given with the understanding that it will be reimbursed by the borrower, and provided the money did not originate with the borrower. So if I don't give him the money, I don't say I'm going to reimburse you for the money. I could say, Seth, do me a favor, you know, I think it sounds like I can even take it. Wait, what's that? Right. Yeah. So in other words, I can even say, do me a favor, give him the money, and so he'll lend me the money. But I'm not in any way reimbursing you. I'm not, you know, doing that. That's okay, according to your law. Furthermore, the request says that if the friend gave his own money to the lender without the reimbursement, it's permitted for the borrower to subsequently reimburse him with gifts. According to your law, if you on your own go to Yosef and give him money and without my involvement, I could be so grateful to you, I could reimburse you. That's the way according to your law. Moreover, the request cites an opinion that he prefers the borrower to hint to his friend that the incentive money spent on obtaining loan will be reimbursed as long as there's no action committed. I can even hint to him that, you know, you won't lose money. That's the point of the Rebbe. The Rebbe is very liberal. Now, the Lacha follows the opinion of the Rush, who does not accept the above leniencies. The Rush maintains that a charitable friend may give someone money to encourage him to give someone a loan only if the benefactor acts entirely on his own resolve, not at the borrower's behest. So according to the Rush, I have to be totally out of the loop. I can't in any way... I can't say give this, that, and hint of giving back. He says the borrower may not give his friend money or promise to reimburse his friend gifts that he might give to the lender in trying to obtain a loan. Moreover, even if the borrower doesn't pay or promises his friend any money, he may not even ask him to try to obtain a loan for him if he knows that his friend will have to pay money for the loan. So I can't even say to Seth, do what you can to get him to lend me the money if I know that Seth is going to have to pay you money to do this. But it's considered as though the friend is acting as the borrower's shliach, is paying for the loan at the borrower's behest. He says, furthermore, the Rush rules that even if the friend requested the loan and paid for it entirely on his own volition, the borrower may not subsequently decide to reimburse his friend for that payment. But that too gives the appearance as though the benefactor acted at the borrower's behest.
No.
Rush isn't going against anything.
Rush. Here we said, I'm allowed to, what is that? Speak to him.
Wait.
Even $4.
Wait. Who is the lender? I'm the borrower.
I'll be the lender.
Okay, so tell me what. What did you see from the Gemara? Which case?
Second case. Rama said.
With the dollar?
Yeah,
all right. Shari the initial name of the Tavish, Shkilach Arba Zuze, take four Zuzim. The Morlin the Plony, the Ozman Zuze, and tell Plony to lend me money. You're right. Yeah. That doesn't, right. From the way the Rush has it, it doesn't count. Right. From the way the Rush. That Shari Lane Inish Lamar Latabre, Shila Harbi Shiva Latabre. No. The case in the Gemara is I give four Zuzim to Seth, not to give you four Zuzim, but to just try to intercede on, just to speak on my behalf. Here we're talking about where money is being exchanged. In other words, Seth is giving you money. That's the issue. That's what it came out. The rest of the not except the rest of a child may not give someone money. The borrower may not give his friend money or promise to reimburse him. That for any gifts that he might give the lender, that's the problem. In other words, when money gets exchanged, you run into more problems. But the Rush will hold from the Gemara here. Okay, any other questions, comments, thoughts that we did so far?
If I'm involved in collecting it, I can never use that money if I need it.
Say again. In other words, you're collecting money for a Gemach?
And we lend it to four people. In case I'm involved in collecting it.
Right.
In the future, if I need it, I cannot use that.
Why? So what?
You said that we can have somebody give the money and then you use the money.
No. I'm losing it here with this. In other words, the Gemara says, if somebody...
I can't tell him to give the money, then you give the money to me.
But you didn't give money to the people to give to the Gemara.
I'm just telling people to give money to the
Gemara. You're just encouraging me. First of all, you don't even know at that time that you're there. But I mean, you should never need that. Anyway, but I don't see that from the Gemara. What's up?
All right, so let me just ask you this. Rava says, a person is allowed to say to his fellow, here you have four Zuzim. So he's giving him four Zuzim.
Right? Wait, which cases? Let me test that.
Second,
but owes and lend.
Now go and lend money to so and so.
Right.
Okay, so he's not actually lending for Zuzim, he's just lending something.
He's giving it. In other words, a person on his own volition, no connection with the borrower, you, let's say I'm the borrower, you on your own volition, with no contact from me, can say to Yosef, here's for Zuzim, do me a favor and lend money to...
He's not actually giving money to them.
It's just to induce him to lend it. Okay. All right. We have to run. We're running out of time. Let's go further. Okay. We're at the Mishnah. Everybody with me? Okay. Okay. I need everybody to be muted. One second. Let me help you all out. All right. So manitin shamin karav chamor the hold of arshu seva ochel lemetza. So now here we're talking about an animal. The animal itself will work. So the person, again, we have an isk arrangement, but the person who's doing all the work, in other words, he's not getting a salary. He'll get half the profits, but he'll also get the benefit. If it's a para, it'll help him plow. If it's a chamor, he'll be a beast of burden. So it works out. So if the minagamakom is, so then the animal may have, you know, offspring during the course of this isk arrangement. So if the minagamakom is to divide up the offspring immediately, we'll do that. Although we served previously that even immediately might be like 30 days or 3 months. If the minagamakom is you keep the offspring till they get older, you do that. Shmuel says that I can appraise a calf together with its mother, a colt together with its mother. So the way it came out from the way the art school was learning is that the mother is going to be doing working, and it was the package deal. I have the calf with the mother. But the other way, I think Rav Leibowitz was saying that the mother would help take care of the animal. But either way, the package deal is enough to work out favorably for the worker. In other words, there's the mother and the calf.
I own it.
So you're the worker who's taking care of it. But in other words, the mother has given birth while it's in your custody, but the mother is still in your mother's in your custody and the calf's in your custody. So put in Rosh Halil, he says, I'm an eagle and you know, I can appraise both of them together. It was not separate. It's appraisal together because the mother is going to be working, so I'm getting the benefit of the mother's work and the kid and son not so much, but it's like a package deal. So we'll see in the Gemara, but it means that there's a different case that a person can lend money to his tenant on who has land, and in return for which he's going to give him a higher rent, and that won't be ribbit. We'll see. In other words, somebody is leasing the land from me, we'll see in a minute, and I'm loaning him money, and then I'm increasing the rent, but that's separate from the loan, but that won't be ribbit. We'll see. So the Gemara says, "Tanurban ma'frizal sadeyu beinu choshesh with the ribbit." Ketzad hasokar slemich beiro ba'asar kurim pita mashana. Let's say it's chakirut. In other words, you have Reuben and Shimon. Reuben is the owner of the land. Shimon is the tenant farmer. And the original deal is that each year he's going to give a set amount, 10 kur of wheat, to the landlord. The Omer lo tainli matayim zuzva farnesena. He, Shimon, the tenant, can say to the landlord, "Give me 200 zuz." And I'll use it to improve the property and get a greater yield. And then I'll give you, in addition to paying back a loan, but I'll pay you, in addition to that, 12 kurim each year. So that looks like ribbit. It looks like ribbit, but the Gemara says mutar. That's permissible because in other words, he's done work. He's improved the land. Now the land is worth more. So you're allowed to do that. About ein mafriz. But I can't do the same arrangement. Let's say I have somebody who's got a store and I loan him money for the merchandise, and then he's going to pay me more rent. I can't do that because, in other words, the thing that I'm giving the money for is something, right? It's like nothing with the store. So, if I'm leasing out a boat to somebody, I can't say, you know, here's money I'm loaning to you now, I'm increasing the rent on the boat. So, Amrav Dachman, Amrav Ravua, Dachman said in Ravua, Pamim Shema Prizal Chanut. Sometimes you could lend money even to a storekeeper and then you get, you know, greater, you know, return. He says, if the money was given, you know, higher rent, if the money was given to like make a design on the chanut, so that's an improvement in the real property. He says, Sfina la sotla iskaria, or if I lent the money to you for the boat, but to put up a nicer mast, so chanut la tsurbatsura to the tzabuba in shibahavi agrat fei. In other words, if I give you the money for the chanut to make nicer pictures on the walls so people like it more and make more income, and then you pay me more. He says, Sfina la sola iskaria, kemen shapira iskaria tfei, agra tfei. Again, with the boat, I don't know if it means the boat looks nicer or it behaves better on the water, but you get more income from it, and that's permissible. Okay, now two lines before it gets wide. And we'll
so
go
it's a profitability purpose. It's good.
Right. In other words, it's money for an improvement in the property that he's leasing to the person. So then the property is improved, and you can charge more rent for it.
prove it.
Well,
Monty's guarantee he's going to pay for it. It's a problem.
No, no,
there's no,
no
guarantee
no, no.
that he's going to make more money.
He's investing the money in the field.
Yeah. In other words, I'm loaning you this money for the purpose of improving the field.
There's no guarantee he can do
no,
that.
No guarantees anything in life.
He guarantees the money to give him more.
Right, that's correct. But that's
the problem.
No, it's not a problem. In other words, I'm giving you this money to improve the property, as a result of which the property is worth more. That's the way it works. And the same thing with the boat. Okay, now. Two lines above where it gets wide. Svinta. Agra upagra. So when it comes to a boat, Rav says I can charge, like lease the boat, and then also I can insist that the lessee is the one who's using the boat. That the lessee take responsibility for any damages to the boat. Now, usually we said above when you're paying a rental fee, part of the remember with the, earlier yeah. With the act, part of the rental fee is that you the lessor agree to be liable for the damages, and that's why I'm paying the rental fee. But here with the boat, I'm paying. Rob says it's permissible to take both, the fee, and also that the lessee has to absorb the liability for damages. So I'm only Rob kind of Ravasi the Rav. They said Rav, agra lo pagra. If you're getting the payment, you shouldn't be getting, you shouldn't have the lessee, liable for the damages. Ipagra lo agra, and he's assuming. Liable for damages, you shouldn't be able to get the rental. In other words, if he's assuming liability for damages, that means it's like a loan. And so then if it's a loan, and then when I pay you the additional money, that's ribbit. So how can you do this whole thing? So Shatik Rav. So Rav was silent. So Am Rav Shesha, my Tama Shatik Rav. Why was Rav silent? Lo Shemile Had Tanya. Didn't he hear or didn't he know Bahalun Braisa? The Braisa is Af Bisham when we come into Son Barzel in Israel. Now, Tzon Barzel, it's a, like we have a similar term, by a married couple, but here it's a little differently. Tzon Barzel means the agreement is, I'm giving you, let's say, a sheep. Losses, you are totally liable to pay me back for. So if there's any loss, you are going to make me whole. But then if there's profit, we'll split the profit. You're not allowed to do that with a Jew because that's really loaning money for profit. In other words, that's for ribbit. That's ribbit situation. In other words, I don't share the losses, but I share the profit. That's ribbit. He said, I can't do that from a Jew. About Makablin Son Barzel, but not with Goyim, I can do that. He says, but here's the key line. About Amruba, Chazal teach us, Hashem Behemoth, the person evaluates a cow for his friend. It means he appraises the cow to enter into one of these ISK arrangements. The person who's working with the cow will say, I will expect responsibility. If something happens to this cow, I owe you 30 dinar. Meantime, while the cow's alive, I'm going to pay you a seller per month. So the price is I'm allowed to do that. Mutar. He says that he didn't say make the cow like worth a certain amount of money. So the verse is lo asa. In other words, the payment for the cow will only be if the cow dies. So if the cow doesn't die, you pay me one seller each month. So that's permissible. So the Gemara wants to say the same thing with the boat. In other words, you're paying me for the boat. If there's damages for the boat, that's like the cow dying. Then the other part clicks in. So that seems to be permissible. So Amara Papa, Hilktasfina Agru Pagra. So Rapapa says, Alaka is that a Sfina, you could charge both. He says, V'nagu b'nei Kufra. B'nei Kufra, he says, are the ship owners. He says, because they line the ship with pitch. Agra b'shat Meshicha, they take the rental up front. Pagra b'shat Shvira. So the Gemara assumes that since he says Nahagru, this is the way the Masifta had it, that Rapapa does not really hold from this heter. And so the Gemara says, Atu b'nahaga talya milta. He says, why is it telling me with a minag? So the Gemara says, in other words, why are you saying there's a minag? Did they take this and take that? He says, the Gemara says, Mishumanita Tanya Minhaga. In other words, it means that the Brisa said, with the cow, you can do it this way. So he says, that's why it's Minhaga. In other words, that we're following the way the Brisa says. Okay, I got to run right now. Let me do the recording. Well, okay, nice seeing everybody. 1 minute. Okay, one minute.